Corinthians chapter 15.
从五十节到五十八节。
We'll read from verse 50 through verse 58.
在中文圣经246页。 各位一起翻开。 中文圣经246页。 哥林多前书15章。 我们要读第50到58节。
Scripture reading for today is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50 through 58. We'll read in Chinese first.
弟兄们，我告诉你们说，血肉肢体不能够承受神的国，必朽坏的不能承受不朽坏的。我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们：我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变。就在一霎时，眨眼之间。 号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，使人要复活，成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。这必朽坏的，总要变成不朽坏的；这必死的，总要变成不死的。这必朽坏的，既变成不朽坏的，这必死的，既变成不死的。那时经上所记，死被得胜吞灭的话，就应验了。死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？ 死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
Scripture reading for this morning is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50 through 58. Verse 50. I declare to you, brothers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed, in the flesh, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, it give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
今天诗班有特别的献诗，他们的主题是哈利路亚，奇妙救主。
We have special music from Chinese choir, and the theme is Hallelujah for the cross. No, Hallelujah, what a savior.
，也就是耶稣基督降生前700年，在以色列人当中兴起了一位先知，名叫以赛亚。他受神多方的启示， 写下以赛亚书，里面多次预言到耶稣基督的事，有关他的生，有关他在世的使命，也有关他的死。他曾经说过，我们所传的有谁信呢？耶稣被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。他是受苦之人。
Of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of sin.Of us all.
他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。他为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪都归在他身上。
What a Savior. He left his mighty throne to come and become a man. When Jesus was on earth, he performed many miracles. He healed the sick, cast out demons, he resurrected the dead. He walked with common men, but there was nothing common about his words. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father but through me.I come so you may have life and have it more abundantly. Oh, how I love to hear the story of Jesus. Tell me the old, old story of Jesus and his love.
神借着他的独生爱子耶稣基督传和平的福音，将这福音的道赐给以色列人。耶稣自己说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。他又说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必得着生命的光。我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得得更丰盛。我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。他当年周流四方行善事，医好了害各样疾病各样疼痛的人，也治好被鬼附的、癫痫的、瘫痪的。他使瘸子能行走，瞎眼的得看见，甚至叫死人复活。这些他一切所行的，都有当年跟随他三年之久的门徒做见证，述说他伟大的爱。
故事感动我心， Jesus and the disciples were going up to Jerusalem, he told them what things should happen to him, saying, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles. And they shall mock him, scourge him, spit upon him, and kill him. And on the third day, he shall rise again.
耶稣被钉十架前一个礼拜，他和门徒一同上耶路撒冷去。耶稣叫过十二个门徒来，把自己将要怎样被定罪、怎样被戏弄、被鞭打、杀害，过了三天要复活的事，都预先告诉他们说。
From the city of Calvary, Jesus our Savior was led. He carried the cross for me and for you. On the road to Calvary, Jesus carried the cross for me. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
到了一个地方，名叫独楼地，就在那里把耶稣钉在十字架上，又钉了两个犯人，一个在左边，一个在右边。耶稣说，天无证，遍地都黑暗了，直到伸出日头变黑了，圣殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半。耶稣大声喊着说，父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里，气就断了。
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss and pour contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ my God. All the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to his blood.Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were a present far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. after Jesus said, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit, he breathed his last. And behold, a man named Joseph, who was a member of the council, went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. And he took it down and wrapped it in linen and laid it in a tomb cut into the rock where no one had ever lain.
有一个人名叫约瑟，是个义士，为人善良公义。这人去见比拉多求耶稣的身体，就取下来，用细麻布裹好，安放在石头凿成的坟墓里，那里头从来没有葬过人。
11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. When he had spoken these words, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Two men stood by them in white clothing, saying, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into the sky? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall come in just the same way you have seen him go.
十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上，他们见了耶稣就拜他， 然而还有人疑惑，耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。说了这话，他们正看的时候，他就被取上升，有一朵云彩把他接去，便看不见他了。当他往上去，他们定睛望天的时候，忽然有两个人身穿白衣站在旁边说，加利利人啊，你们为什么站着望天呢？这离开你们被接升天的耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。
得胜的权势在哪里？
O death, where is thy sting?
是啊，你的毒钩在哪里？
Great, where is the victory?
我们感谢主，主复活了，叫我们所信的有盼望。
We praise the Lord that he raised from the dead, so we have eternal hope.
今天牧师证道的题目是复活的大能。
The message for today is the resurrection, the power of the resurrection.
愿主把这个大能的奥秘来显明给我们。
May the Spirit reveal this mystery to us.
我们谢谢诗班的弟兄姐妹唱出这么美妙的歌子来。
We do appreciate our choir's touching and powerful presentation.
我们更感谢主借着所唱的诗歌能够把奇妙的真理唱出来。
We thank the Lord that through this presentation it proclaimed the wonderful truth.
我们也听见他们诗歌的中心就是一个哈利路亚，奇妙的救主。
And we realize the central theme of the presentation is Hallelujah, what a Savior.
今天有我们英文部的弟兄姐妹来参加这里，跟我们一同纪念主的复活。
Today we have the brothers and sisters from English congregation to join us together to worship the Lord.
因为语言的关系，我们要翻译。
Because the language difference, we need to translate.
但是基督徒有一个共同的语言是不必翻译的。
But we know there's a one.Word or one turn, we don't need to translate.
全世界的基督徒都会说这两句话。
For the whole world, all the Christians can say these two words.
一句话就是 Hallelujah.
The first one is Hallelujah.
第二句话就是 Amen.
The second word is Amen.
请问你们英文部的弟兄姊妹会不会讲？
May I ask all the people from English congregation, can you say that?
会啊。中文部的弟兄姊妹每一个都会讲，对不对？好，我们来试试看。现在从我的右边这边说哈利路亚，我左边的弟兄姊妹说阿门。
Let's try it from this side. This side people will say Hallelujah, and this side will say Amen.
然后我们换过来，这边说哈利路亚，这边说阿门。
Then we'll try another way.
向我们这一位奇妙的主表示我们从心里发出来的赞美和感谢。
Let's give our praise from the bottom of our heart to this resurrect Lord.
从这边开始。
Let's start from this side.
一二三，哈利路亚，阿门。这边开始，哈利路亚，阿门。感谢主。有一天我们在天国与主同在的时候不必翻译了。
One day in the kingdom of God, we don't need to translate.
所有的话都懂。
We know each other.
所以甚至于我们见了面不必说话，彼此都通了。
When we see each other, we don't even open our mouth. We can understand exactly what each other means.
假如我们注意听诗班所唱的，
If we listen very carefully to choir's presentation,
很明显的听见他们分成那个两部的情感是不一样的。
At least we can sense two kind of emotion there.
前面是讲到那个死亡的悲哀。
One is about the sorrow of death.
后面是唱出复活的兴奋。
Another is about the excitement of resurrection.
我们能够感受到死亡是一件悲哀的事。
We truly can sense the death is a sad, a tragic.
我们也能够很清楚地经历到说复活实在是我们最大的盼望和兴奋。
So we can experience The resurrection is our ultimate hope.
上一个礼拜二，我们松柏查经的弟兄姐妹查考《创世纪》第二十三章。
This past Tuesday, our senior citizen fellowship studied Genesis chapter 23.
全章二十节的圣经。
There were 20 verses in that chapter.
讲的一件事。
It talked about one thing.
只讲到亚伯拉罕的妻子撒拉死了。
It described the death of Abraham's wife Sarah.
整个家庭就在那个死亡悲哀的气氛里面。
Whole family mourn.
然后那一章里面有几个字常常反复出现。
There are some words repeat in that chapter.
是我们世界上的每一个人都不愿意听到的。
Those words are the words we don't like to hear.
第一个出现的反复出现的就是讲死人死人死人一共有七次。
The first word is dead.Dead appears seven times.
第二个，反复出现的两个字就是坟地，坟地，坟地，有四次。
The second word is tomb, tomb, the four times.
第三个反复出现的两个字就是埋葬，埋葬，埋葬，有八次。
The final word is burial, eight times.
在座的弟兄姐妹，朋友们。这正是说明人类的整个的悲惨的一个历史。
My friend, it's really described that, the tragic destiny of human history.
自从我们的始祖亚当夏娃犯罪离开了生命的神之后
Since the fall of Adam and Eve, we turn away from the living God.
人的光景就是死亡
The man's destiny is death.
所以无论在哪一个地方哪一个民族哪一个国家
No matter where you are, what kind of people you are, which nation you are.
你反复的会看见就是死人坟地埋葬死人坟地埋葬
You always will see the dead people You'll see the burial service You'll see the tomb
你看人类有什么盼望
What's the hope of human being
没有一个人胜过死亡
No one can overcome death
中国人有句话说人生自古谁无死
There's a Chinese saying say Everybody will die
下但是下面就没有了。
So you cannot translate after this.
下面没有说人生自古谁不活，没有这句话。
It cannot translate the following statement.
但是感谢主耶稣。
But praise the Lord.
圣经里面告诉我们有复活的好消息。
But Bible tells us the good news of resurrection.
上帝甚至于在这个大自然的普通的启示里面都给我们有显示。
Even through the nature, the general revelation, we can see that truth.
当寒冬来到的时候
When the winter comes,
那树叶就凋零了
The leaves wither and
所有的树你看见好像死了一般
They all look like they are dead.
一点生气都没有
There's no life.
但是感谢主当春天再来的时候
When the spring comes,
当那鸟开始唱歌的时候花开始开的时候
When the birds are singing, the flowers are dancing
那一种新生的光景又出来了
The life reveals
不但如此圣经里面给我们对复活方面有特别的启示
More than that, the Bible is the special revelation of the resurrection
我们刚才念的圣经怎么说
The Bible we just read, the scripture we just read, how does it say
跟着前书的十五章五十四节说
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 54
他说我们这些必朽坏的身体要变成不朽坏
Say our perishable body will become imperishable
我们这必死的人要变成不死的
Our mortal body will become immortal
那时候经上所记死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了
And by that time it's written will come true Death has been swallowed up in victory
五十五节就说死啊你得胜的权势在哪里死啊你的毒钩在哪里
Verse 55 tell us, where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?
56节说，死，这个死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。
Verse 56 say, the sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law.
57节说，感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督可以得胜。
Verse 57 continue, but thanks be to God, He gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
这四节的圣经就把那复活的大能的真理完全表明出来。
These four verses tell us the complete truth of the resurrection.
要跟你们说两点。
I'd like to share with you two points. First,
死被得胜吞灭。
Death has been swallowed up in the victory.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道我们人都被死亡吞灭啊。
Brother and sister, one of these days we will die.
无论他世界上的什么样的人，
no matter who you are,
多么有权势的人，多么富有的人，
no matter how powerful you are, how wealthy you are,
可能他在好多的事上得了胜，
maybe we are a winner in many things.
那军事家他们在战场上得了胜，
for those generals, they win in the battlefield.
那些做买卖的可能在商场上得了胜，
for those businessmen, they are very successful in their career.
那些恋爱的人可能在情场上得了胜，
for those people fall in love, they are winner.
但是有一天呢，他失败了，
but one day,
被死亡所吞灭掉，
but one day he will fail because he will be swallowed up.
我们人曾经吞灭不少的东西。
We eat a lot. We swallow a lot.
我们吞灭了好多的包子、饺子。我们吞灭了好多大鱼大肉。
We eat a lot. Eat a pizza. Spaghetti.
这就是中文跟英文不一样的地方，就在这里。
This part is very hard to translate.
我说的那么精彩，他只有一句话 ：eat a lot, eat a lot.
Well, we have different menu, right?
我们吞了很多的东西，结果是什么把我们吞下去了
？We eat a lot, but finally we were ate by what?
结果是死亡把我们吞下去。
But the death swallowed us up.Cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
我们这个肉身的身体只能活在现在这个物质暂时的世界。
Our body and flesh only can live in this material world.
在永生的国度里面，我们需要另外一个身体。
We need to be changed in order to inherit the kingdom of God.
因此他说，我们这个必朽坏的身体要变成一个不朽坏的。
That's why he say here, our perishable body will be transformed into imperishable.
这个必死的就要变成不死的。
Our mortal body will be transformed into immortal.
他说到了那个时候
By then,
圣经上所应许我们的话就要应验
All the promise in the Bible will be fulfilled
什么要应验
What will be fulfilled
死被得胜吞灭
Death has been swallowed up in victory
什么时候应验
When it will be fulfilled
当主耶稣基督再来的时候
When Jesus will come back
主耶稣基督头一次来
First time, when Jesus came the first time,
成为人的样式
he became a man.
他有肉身
he had the blood and flesh.
他为我们做了赎罪祭
he became a sacrifice for us.
他被钉在十字架上
he was crucified on the
cross.
流出
他的宝血
he shed his blood.
舍了他的生命
舍
了他的生命
he sacrificed his life.
他被埋葬了
he was buried.
感谢主，他从死里复活了。
Praise the Lord, he raised from the dead.
当他第二次再来的时候
，When he comes second time，
我还忘记讲了，他复活以后升天了。
I forgot he went back to heaven.
哎，你们刚才诗歌已经唱出来了，已经说了哈。
The choir didn't forget.
这个谁说的？那个 Amy 说，他就被接去，后来就不见了。
Our reader say, you know, he was.Ascend to heaven and disappear.
但是感谢主，他说他要再来。
Praise the Lord, our Jesus Christ will come back.
他不会把我们撇下。
He won't desert us.
他还要接我们到他那里去。
He will get us back.
我们在那里的时候，他也要在那个地方。
When we will be there, he will be there.
他在那个永恒里面永远远远，我们也跟他在那里永永远远。
He will be there forever. We will be there forever.
他来接我们的时候。
When he comes to receive us.
我们这个身体这样的身体不能去。
The body like us in this way we cannot go.
必定要改变。
We need to be changed.
在基督里死了的必定要复活。
The people who die in Christ, they will raise first.
复活成为上帝那样一个荣耀的改变的身体。
Our body had to be transformed in a glorious form.
你知道那个改变两个字何等奇妙，在那个原文里面说。
You know the words of change is very interesting.
重新设计。重新建造。
It's a start again, you know, have a new design, new structure.
哇，感谢主啊！而且那个形象，说我们像他那个样式，不仅是我们的外面像他，我们的里面一切的内涵也像他。
It's not only externally, also inwardly, will be just like Jesus.
他说，那时候死就被得胜吞灭的话就完全应验了。
That's what the Bible, the apostles say, the death has been swallowed up in victory will be fulfilled.
上一个礼拜四我去见一位姊妹。
Last Thursday I visited a sister.
我们在座的可能有很多位认识这一位老姊妹，饶永香老姊妹。
Many of you maybe know her sister-in-law.
她今年的八月就满九十岁。
She will be 90 by August.
可是她上个礼拜四生病很重。
But last Thursday, she was ill.
我们就到医院里面去看她。
I went to see her in the hospital.
医生告诉我们说，她随时都可以要走了。
The doctor told me that she will leave any time.
那我就问她说，老姊妹，你有没有把握，当你离开这个世界的时候？要与基督同在。
So I asked her, do you have confidence that when you leave, you depart from this world, you'll join the Lord?
她说我有把握。
She said yes.
我说你还记得使徒保罗说的两句话吗？
I just say, do you still remember a possible statement in his, in his book?
她说与主同在是好得无比呀。
She said it's wonderful to be with the Lord.
她点点头。我说你试试看，你自己说。
She nodded her head.
虽然她的身体很软弱，虽然她的牙齿也都拿掉了，说话不十分清楚。
And I invite her to repeat that promise, even though she was very ill, her health was poor.
她的头脑非常清楚。
She had a very clear mind.
她说与主同在，好得无比。
And she repeated that statement, saying, "It's wonderful to be with the Lord."
一方面，我看见那个死的权势在他的身上还有影响。
On one hand, I see the power of death has gripped her.
因为他骨瘦如柴，因为他身上有好多的管子，因为他身上有痛苦。
Because I can see she was very skinny, a lot of ivy, and also she feel the pain.
但是另外一方面，我看见。
But on the other hand,
那个死在他的身上被吞灭。
And I can see that the death has been swallowed up.
他有那个荣耀复活的盼望就在他前面。
Because she had that promise and of the resurrection.
他能够有把握的说与主同在，好得无比。
Because she can say with confidence, it's wonderful to be with the Lord.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
有一天，当主耶稣再来的时候。
One day when Jesus come back.
当我们那些在基督里已经死了的人复活的时候
，For those people already die in Christ and were raised from the dead。
当我们这些还活着的人，如果主来的时候，我们还活着的人，杀时间改变的时候
，If Christ come back early, we still alive and our body will be transformed。
那时候就说，死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。
In that scene, the death has been swallowed up in victory will be fulfilled。
第二点
，Second point。
就讲到夸胜。
Think about the proclamation.
那是五十五节所说的。
The verse 55.
他说：“死啊，你的权势在哪里啊
？”Apostle say, "Where, O death, is your victory?"
死啊，你的毒钩在哪里啊
？Where, O death, is your sting?
你的毒钩就是罪，死的毒钩就是罪。
The sting of death is sin.
罪的权势就是律法。
And the power of sin is the law.
感谢主耶稣基督。
But thanks be to God.
把毒钩除掉了。
He removed the sting.
把死的权势也除掉了。
He break the power of death.
所以我们可以靠着他夸胜。
Therefore, we can proclaim the victory through him.
各位，这是两个宣告。
My friend, this is a two proclamation.
第一是基督的宣告。
First is a Christ proclamation.
基督在哪里得胜，在哪里宣告。
Where was Jesus conquered death? Where did he proclaim?
当他被埋葬坟墓里之后，
After he was buried,
当他从死里复活之后
after he raised from the dead,
当有一些爱他的姊妹们在那里去要抹他香膏用香膏抹他身体的时候
when those sisters go to visit him with want to anoint her,
坟墓是空地了
but the tomb was empty,
他们找不到了
they cannot find him,
他们在哀伤难过的时候
when they were mourning,
天使对他们说
Angel told them,
你们为什么要在死人中找活人呢?
Why did you find a lie among the dead?
他不在这里。
He's not here.
他已经复活了。
He has resurrected.
死亡的毒垢在他身上没有效。
The sting of death didn't work.
死亡的权势在他身上没有效。
The power of death cannot rule over him.
因为他已经胜过死亡。
Because he has overcome death.
从死里复活了。
He raised from the dead.
他接着死败坏那掌死权的撒旦魔鬼了。
Through death, he breaked and conquered.
所以他宣布胜利。
Satan who controlled the power of death.
第二个宣布。
The second proclamation.
就是我们每一个基督徒。
Is for ours.
在基督耶稣里的每一个人
anyone who are in Christ,
也照样可以宣告
we also can proclaim,
说死啊，你的毒钩在哪里啊？
Death, where is your sting?
死啊，你的权势在哪里啊？
Death, what is your power?
因为我所信靠的主耶稣基督已经得胜了
Because Jesus Christ, I believe, I put trust in already raised from the dead.
我们每一个在基督里的人也可以这样的夸胜
For anyone who are in Christ, we also can proclaim that victory.
因为圣经上说
Because the Bible tells,
耶稣基督从死里复活
Jesus raised from the dead,
成了那些信他之人的初熟的果子
become the first fruit of those believers.
他怎样从死里复活
how he raised from the dead,
我们也要复活
so do we.
好像那果子一样
like those fruits.
一棵树上的果子头一个怎么样熟了
Like the fruits on the tree, we check the first fruit.
第二个、第三个，整个的果子通通都要一样的熟啊。
All the rest of the fruit will follow the first fruit the step.
哦，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
每一个基督徒可以这样的夸胜。
We praise the Lord that we have this promise. We can proclaim this victory.
因为我们的主耶稣基督已经得胜了。
Because Jesus Christ has conquered the death.
在座的弟兄姐妹
My dear friends.
在座的朋友们，慕道朋友
，My dear brothers and sisters，
你有那个把握吗
？Do you have that promise？
你能够向死夸胜吗
？Can you dare look at death and proclaim the victory？
你有那个信心吗
？Do you have the faith？
你信心说，当主耶稣基督再来的时候，死被得胜吞灭的话就要应验吗
？Do you dare to say that when Jesus comes back, the death has been swallowed up and victory will be fulfilled？
在你的心中有怎样的痛苦？
Is there any anxiety and suffering in your heart?
在你的心中有怎样的惧怕
Is there any fear in your heart?
一切在复活的主耶稣的生命里面都可以被吞灭了
Through Jesus Christ, all the things can be removed.
你们记得有一位基督徒叫做这个 Johnny Erickson.
Do you know a Christian named Johnny Erickson?
这位很出名的基督徒
She's a very popular one.
可是你知道她的遭遇吗
？Do you know her story？
她那么年轻，长得那么漂亮。
She was very beautiful and she's still beautiful。
当然有一，哎，她还会给我加一点的哦。当她去游泳跳水的时候
，One day when she was diving into the pool，
受伤了
，There was an accident。
从脖子以下都瘫痪了。
She was paralyzed neck down.
你想一个人在那样瘫痪的情况之下，他心里多么灰心失望。
She was very discouraged, depressed, disturbed in that situation.
然后他看见许多的基督徒们。
But she observed a lot of Christians.
好多也有伤残的，也有害病的，也有受伤的人。
A lot of people have been handicapped, disabled.
他们有祷告。
They pray.
上帝医治他们的。
And God healed them.
但是他也祷告了好多次，诚恳的祷告，虔诚的祷告，热切的祷告。
Johnny also prayed desperately.
他还是瘫痪。
But still the same.
难过。
She felt very miserable.
一切都要别人照顾他。
She cannot be independent. She needs someone to take care of her.
当他有一天在读经祷告的时候。
But one day while he has a devotion time.
忽然间，那个生命的亮光来到他的心中。
Suddenly, there's an enlightenment in his heart.
他看见一个真理。
And she saw a clear revelation.
他说：“上帝终极的旨意不是 叫人得医治，乃是叫人身体复活的改变。
She found that revelation is God's ultimate purpose for people is not to be healed, rather to have a resurrected body.
她说：“我现在有一个不方便的身体。
Right now, my body is not that great.
我有信心，当主耶稣基督再来的时候，我全然改变。
But I have a confidence, I have faith. When Jesus comes back, all my body will be transformed.
比得医治的身体更宝贝。
My body will be much better than the body.
荣耀的，不朽坏的。
Will be glorified body, will be an immortal body.
从那时候开始。
From that moment on.
那一个生命的亮光就把他引导他的人生积极的一方面。
The enlightenment changed his whole perspective of life, become very positive.
他开始画画。
He started to paint.
他开始写作。
He started to write,
他开始做见证
witnessing,
他开始到各地方演讲
she traveled all over the place to have a speaking engagement,
他开始做辅导的工作
she started counseling ministry,
许多许多的人
many thousands and thousands of people,
因他的见证而信靠主耶稣
they came to the Lord because of her testimony,
许多心里灰心丧志的人因着他的见证得到奋兴。
A lot of people have been discouraged. They were enlightened also through her testimony.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我们今天活在这世上的时候
，We live in this world.
我们还可能有一些死亡的阴影。
We might experience the shadow of death.
可能还有一些的难处会临到我们。
There's a lot of affliction and difficulty in life.
但是感谢主，接着我们的主耶稣基督在他复活的生命里，我们都可以得胜。
But praise the Lord, through Jesus Christ, through the power of resurrection, we can overcome more than a conqueror.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
我们感谢奇妙的救主，你不但为我们死了，主啊，坟墓不能够限制你啊，那一个罗马政府的命令不能够封住你，那个大石头也不能挡住你。感谢主，你从死里复活，你成为复活的救主，活到永永远远。你不是一位死的教主被埋葬坟墓里，你乃是一位活的救主从坟墓里出来了。我们赞美你，感谢你，主耶稣。愿主恩待我们今天早晨来这里复聚会的每一位，在我们的心中有什么死亡的阴影，有什么不幸的遭遇，主啊，我们可以靠着主得胜。在我们中间有什么慕道的朋友们，他们还没有信靠你，主耶稣啊，他们今天有机会听见这福音，他们认识这样一位从死而复活的主，主啊，他们有复活的盼望，因着信你，求主恩待把这样的信心赐给他们，把这样的感动放在他们的心中。愿主听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。